97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So glad you joined us today. My guest is Carrie Farrell, who is the owner of Clutter Free. Carrie, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon. I'm really excited to be here this morning.
Thank you so much. Clutter Free is the name of your business. Carrie, what is Clutter Free?
Well, I would say that technically I am what they call a professional organizer. But what I like to tell people is I'm a treasure hunter. In your home. I'm there to help you find the treasures that you love and the items that you use on a daily and weekly basis and put those in what I call prime real estate locations of your home so that you can create a functional space. I like to tell my clients that organization does not equal perfection. It equals function.
Love that. I imagine that you have a lot of fun doing what you're doing.
Oh, I do. I love it.
Most people say, I can't stand the clutter. That's probably why you love it, because you're helping people out.
Well, I feel like organizing is my gift, and I loved being able to use my gift, helping people create a functional space, whether it's their home or their office. I want them to walk in and feel like that they can function and breathe and do what it is that they do best in that space.
Why did you start Clutter Free?
Well, to be honest, we had a financial crisis in 2000, and I knew I needed to help the family bring in some income. I did not know that professional organizing was a profession at that point. And was looking in the Village Advocate and found someone else who was doing it. And I got real excited because I thought, that is something that I can do with my eyes closed and my hands tied behind my back. That's my gift.
Yes.
I just didn't know how to make it a business. So I would say that what I've learned over the past years is that I know how to organize, but there is an emotional level to clutter that each client has taught me. And I've also had to learn just how to be a small businesswoman and understand how to wear all of the hats that it takes to be a small businesswoman.
Carrie, who is your ideal client?
That is a good question. And one that my assistant is constantly asking me, who's your ideal client? You know, so I keep records on my clients to try to figure out who that ideal client is. But, you know, Sharon, I have a lot of ideal clients. I love working with four-year-olds who just want to create, a nice place in their room. I love working with 84-year-olds who have collected items throughout their entire lives, but are reaching the end and realize that their treasures, their blessings have become burdens to them. And so I like helping them as well. I like helping people who are getting ready to put their house on their market. It's important for them to declutter before they put the house on the market, not only to get a good price for their house, but in preparation for the move to the new house. They don't need to move everything that they've collected. And I want them to be able to unpack in the new home with the things that they love and enjoy. It's so much easier to unpack after you've decluttered. Before the packing up and the move happens. Families that have gotten a new member, whether it's a young member or an older member, and life needs to adjust for them. The home needs to adjust. I love coming in and helping create those adjustments for them. Families that have merged together, two households have come together, and we have four couches and five beds and 10 dressers. Yes. And whose is going to get to stay and whose are going to leave, or what are we going to do with the extra? So I like helping husbands and wives come to compromises with those decisions. So I have a wide variety of clients that I love helping, whether it's sometimes it's a small business person who has a home office and they're trying to juggle that home business or that business out of their home plus the home, and they're just so overwhelmed. I love helping them to create systems not only in the home but also in with the business so that they can function a lot smoother throughout their day and be productive at home and in the business. So I would say that there's a wide variety of clients that I have had over the last several years and that I enjoy working with.
Beautiful. I can tell you really love what you're doing, Carrie.
I do. I love it. I have to tell you that yesterday I helped a client and we found two pieces of jewelry that she had been looking for over a year, had cried over these heirlooms. One's the family heirloom. One was a 20th anniversary gift that her husband had given her.
Oh my.
And when I handed her the box, I had no idea what was in the box. I was just handing her the next thing to look at. She leapt on in my arms and around my neck and hugged me. And she said, I have cried over this, not knowing what had happened to it, whether I had lost it or had been stolen. And those are just exciting moments that we found a very important treasure to her.
What a testimonial that is. Look how you just related this woman.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Now, Carrie, do you have a process? Do you go all the way through everything, or do you get the people, your clients started and they finish, or is it a combination of both?
Well, that's a good question. So I tell my clients I can do as little or as much as they need me to do. So some clients, I actually go in and just do what I call a consultation walkthrough, and I give them tons of ideas, and they're like, great, this is a fresh perspective on it. I'd never thought of that. I can do that. And they can take off and do it on their own. And other clients, I literally sit side by side and hand them one piece or one item at a time and help them to make a decision on it. A lot of my clients really struggle to make decisions, and that's the overwhelming part to them. So some of the clients, I literally just sit there and help them one piece at a time.
Yes.
And we start at one part in the house and we go through the entire home. So I do the gamut of a little or a lot.
Or a lot. Do you charge then based on the hour? I imagine if a person says, just get me started versus a person that says, stick with me to the end, that could be a range of costs. How do you charge?
I do charge by the hour because I tell people I work as fast as they let me work. So some clients are really ready to go. They're ready to make decisions, and we just move through the process. And other clients take a long time to process making decisions. So to make it fair, I do charge by the hour, and I keep them going as fast as they'll let me keep them going. So I don't let them sit stuck. Constantly ask questions to keep them moving forward and be able to make decisions for those that really struggle. But I do charge by the hour.
So that means they know before you even get started if it's going to be a short period of time or a long period of time, what their bill is going to come to.
Well, I usually work in what I call 4-hour increments of time because I find that the client needs about 4 hours to make some progress, to see some progress at the end in the space that we're working in. But usually by the end of 4 hours, they're pretty exhausted.
Right.
And they might say, you're really nice, but I'm just so tired. Would you please leave?
Thank you very much.
And I don't take that personally because I know this is hard work for them.
Tell us your contact information, Carrie.
My contact information, my phone number is 919-630-7909. That's 919-630-7909. Or you can check out my website, clutterfreenc.com.
Clutterfreenc.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Carrie, let's take a break. And we come back, let's hear more about clutter-free.
Great.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Carrie Farrell, the owner of Clutter-Free. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
So glad you stayed with us. My guest today is Carrie Farrell, who is the owner of Clutter Free. Carrie, you told me during our break that there are three types of extremely cluttered homes. Why don't you share with our audience what you told me?
Well, the first client that has a lot of clutter in their home is just the collector. They've just collected things throughout their entire life. And it's not so much that they didn't want to get rid of things, they just didn't. You know, it just kept coming in. Before they knew it, the house is no longer a home. It's become a storage unit for the things that they have collected. So they call and they're just overwhelmed. They've had it with the stuff and they just don't know where to begin getting rid of it. But they're ready to make a change.
All right.
The second client that has a lot of clutter is what I call my depression era child or grandchild.
Yes.
And what I encourage them, those clients, to understand is that you can't live in both eras. You can't live in the current era of the big box shopping where we go to the big box and get 10 for a dollar and also keep one foot in the depression era where your parents tell you you can't get rid of anything because everything has value. It should be fixed, reused, repurposed, and that's being responsible.
Right.
So you really struggle in both eras trying to figure out what to do. So it's not so much that you want to keep all of these things that you've accumulated, but you don't feel permission to let them go. And so you struggle. So those clients, I help to help them to realize that you can't live in both. You can't straddle both eras because that's where the clutter piles up, because you're living where you've got to fix everything, but you're also living where you're buying a brand new one because it's cheaper than fixing it.
Oh my.
And so when I begin to help them to realize their thought process, it's almost like the light bulb goes off above their head and they're like, you're right. I am living in both, and I've got to decide which one I'm going to live in, or I've got to come up to an agreement or a balance with myself that there are going to be certain things I'm going to repurpose and fix, but then there's going to be some things I'm going to just let go and recycle. Then the third client is the what we've seen on TV is considered the hoarder, and that is a totally different client. They have clinical issues that are unlike just a typical cluttered home. Mm-hmm. And I don't often hear from those clients. It's the family member that's calling me. It's the friend who's calling me, and they're desperate to find help for their loved one. And I can spend some time on the phone encouraging them and helping them think through what their friend or family member is feeling and thinking through. But it's very important for me to explain to them that their friend or family member has to be the one to reach out to me.
Understand.
Anytime you're pushing someone to let go of things, instead of releasing it, they're going to physically wrap their hands and arms around it and hold on as tight as they can, because there is a clinical, emotional reason why they're hanging on to those things. And when you're pushing them and prodding them to let it go, it's a very insecure place, and they're going to hang on tighter. So it's very important for them to maybe share my information with their family or friends, but not to push, not to demand, but to encourage and to enter into that emotional place where their family member is. Recently, I've been understanding a lot about the fact that we don't know how to grieve. And because we don't know how to grieve, we often will hold on to things because we haven't grieved the event. We haven't grieved the loss. So the things that are related to that event are what we hang on to. So if you can help your friend or family member enter in a place of grieving, oftentimes there's some freedom in that grief that allows them to release those things. But just very important not to push,
right,
but to be gentle.
And you also mentioned you want to let them know you're not there to take their stuff.
I am not there to take away anybody's things. And when I do a consultation with a family or anytime there's more than one person involved, I will always want everybody to be a part of the consultation because it's very important. Even if it's children that are in the home, I want the kids to be there. They don't have to follow us around through the consultation. They don't have to stay with us the whole time. But I want them to hear me say, I'm not there to throw away their toys or to get rid of anything that this is important to them, or really to get rid of anything. I'm there to treasure hunt with them, to help them find what they love, to give them a space that they can play or function or do the work that they need to do. They'll make the decisions about what to let go of at the end of the day. I'm there to help them do that, but they make the decision because really at the end of the day, I don't care what they keep.
Right.
Their treasures are their treasures, and their treasures are what I want them to keep. When I walk out of their home or their office, I just want to know that we've created a functional space for them. But what's important to them, they've kept, and that's what's important to me.
Have you had any clients who you've got them all straightened out, but then they backslide and start filling up the house again and
yes.
call you back?
Well, I have had clients who have called me who really weren't ready for the process, and they haven't had that grieving. It's you know, there have been issues that they just haven't been able to grieve or process through. So in getting rid of things, they feel very empty, and it feels very uncomfortable. So oftentimes they will begin bringing things back into the home so they can stop feeling that emptiness. So oftentimes when I'm helping clients to declutter, and we oftentimes can really empty out a space because there's not a lot of treasure there. It's just stuff that's been accumulated, but they don't really want anymore. It's very important that we put a new picture on the wall or a new item. We find a treasure that we can display in that room so that they walk in, they don't see the empty space. They see that treasure that they've uncovered, and their eyes have a new place to look at and a new reason to smile in that space.
Very psychological.
It is.
It makes quite a difference.
It is. We are very related and attached to our stuff.
Give us your contact information again, please.
My website is www.clutterfreenc.com. And my phone number is 919-630-7909. That's 919-630-7909.
Carrie, it's fascinating, but we have to take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about clutter-free.
Great.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guest today is Carrie Farrell, who is the owner of Clutter-Free. Please don't go away. There's more to hear from Carrie.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Carrie Farrell, who is the owner of Clutter Free. Carrie, you mentioned that you're not there to throw out people's stuff, their items, but where do these possessions go that, to use your terminology, are no longer blessings to them?
That's a great question, Sharon. A lot of my clients are very passionate about where their items go, that are no longer blessing them and have become a burden to them. So I am passionate about helping those items find new homes where they can be a blessing to someone else. Yesterday, I took a large quantity of clothes to Dress for Success in Durham, where they are helping women get a second chance at their wardrobe to prepare for a job interview or a new job. I try to donate as much as possible to local thrift stores where, again, those items are becoming a blessing to local people. If there are items that need to be recycled, I take those things to a recycle center. So I do my best to throw away as little as possible into the landfill. If it is usable or reusable, I am passionate about trying to make that happen.
And you say you carry it off.
I do. I tell my clients if it fits in my car, I will be happy to take it off for them and bring them back a tax-deductible receipt for the items that they donate or get it to the recycle center. If it's too big for my vehicle, then I help them to set up a pickup with one of the local donation organizations.
Very good. I love the idea of the reuse.
Yes.
Even though I know sometimes you may see old cans of paint or things that are just awful, then you would know the proper way to dispose of
yes.
those kind of items.
Yes.
Perfect. How do you market your business, Carrie?
Well, I use my website, clutterfreenc.com. I also am a member of Angie's List. I have loved Angie's List for my business. And referrals, word of mouth, my clients who love me tell their friends and family about me. So that's kind of the bulk of where I advertise.
And one more time, would you give us your contact information, please?
My website, again, is clutterfreenc for North Carolina.com. That's clutterfreenc.com. My phone number is 919-630-7909. 919-630-7909. And it's been a pleasure, Sharon.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. Just enjoy talking with you. I have one last question for our 30 seconds.
Okay.
And that is, if people contact you, how much lead time do they need? Because you're probably so busy before you can actually come see them.
Well, it depends on whether they need me for during the week or whether they need a weekend or an evening consultation. So I tell clients to go ahead and contact me as soon as they feel like they're ready to make that decision, and we will get them on the schedule as soon as possible.
Outstanding. Carrie, we've learned so much about clutter, declutter, the kinds of houses or businesses that just have too much. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You've been listening to Today's Business, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Carrie Farrell, who is the owner of Clutter Free. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.